Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hello, comrades. Greetings. Salutations. Friday alohas to you. Friday. That means it's the last workday of this holiday shortened week. And since many more of us are now back at work, we will kick off the weekend about an hour from now. We'll restore that tradition here on the Bobby Mack Show. Great to have you along today. And as always, your input is invited, encouraged, and welcomed. Here's how you join me and be a part of the conversation today. Just grab your phone, use the Ingalls Advantage Talk Line, 800-347-1063, Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number 71307, and my email address, bob@1063word.com. So, as you heard Annie mentioned in the newscast, Derek Chauvin, this Minneapolis police officer, seen kneeling on the neck of George Floyd until he could not breathe, has now been charged. Third-degree murder and manslaughter. Hennepin County Attorney Mike Freeman announcing this afternoon, saying the evidence against the officer includes video from a bystander cell phone, which many of you may have seen and which is very troubling to watch. Body camera footage from the officers, as well as statements from witnesses and a preliminary report from the medical examiner. And that's kind of interesting. The Emmys report. Hang on just a second here. I got something running in the background somewhere. And let me find that and kill it because it is distracting, to say the least. There we go. Okay, get rid of that. It's interesting because you remember the case in New York where the black man being arrested was put in a chokehold by an officer. And so it turned out it was not the chokehold that actually led to his death. He had underlying medical conditions as well. And apparently that may be the case here as well. The Hennepin County DA saying, we felt in our professional judgment it was time to bring charges, and we have so done. He later added he expected additional charges to be brought against the other officers involved in the incident, but did not go into detail. Officer Chauvin's arrest follows 3 days of protest across Minnesota that led to looting, violence, and a police precinct being torched. Freeman also defended the speed of the arrest against Chauvin, saying this is by far the fastest we have ever charged a police officer. Normally, these cases take 9 months to a year. We have to charge these cases very carefully because we have a difficult burden of proof. But of course, you know, you take into account all of the mounting social network pressure and the video itself circulating. You can understand these guys felt as if they had to do something quickly. According to the criminal complaint against Chauvin, George Floyd's autopsy showed he did not die from strangulation alone, but a combination of being restrained along with various underlying medical conditions, including heart disease and hypertension. Chauvin, the story from Fox News continues, is the first white police officer in the state to be charged in the death of a black citizen. Now, that's interesting because one of those who has been a big player in the Democrat run-up to the nomination for the presidency is Democrat Senator from Minnesota, Amy Klobuchar. Her previous job before being elected to the Senate was the Hennepin County prosecutor. Numerous reports, this is from our sister station, KNX 1070 Radio. Numerous reports have stated that in her 7 years as a prosecutor in Minnesota, Ms. Klobuchar declined to bring charges against multiple police officers who were involved in shootings during her 7-year tenure. Initially reported in a Yahoo story Thursday, which credited The Guardian, the Yahoo story reported that Klobuchar did not prosecute this same officer, Chauvin, and other officers involved for the first death, which occurred in October 2006 while she was running for Senate. The case was under investigation when Klobuchar took office in the Senate January of 2007, later went to a grand jury, which declined to charge the officers. So this does not exactly reflect very well on her as well. There's a lot downstream here as well. To the phones we go here on the Friday free-for-all. And, oh, sorry, I thought we had a caller there, but Moneypenny tells me that she has gone. In the meantime, let's talk a bit about what Henry McMaster has done by extending for another 15 days his emergency executive order. What does this do? Not much, really, other than keep the schools shut down. But one thing it does keep open, the money train to Washington. That's right. See, as long as we have these emergency orders in place, then we have the never-ending supply of dollars from Washington, which could come Governor McMaster's way. Should he suddenly determine that, oh, well, you know, this has been such an emergency, we need funding from Washington. So once again, you know, follow the money. And we see these jackbooted thugs that are suddenly infused with power that they don't have, by the way, to enforce these various mandates and tell us what we can and cannot do. This also from Fox News today. Conservatives are blasting the mayor of Boise, Idaho, for a socialist wish list written by her transition team. But the Democrat said it's, what else? It's being taken out of context. Oh, well, that explains that. Boise Mayor Lauren McLean, no relation, McLean, who was elected in December, told reporters Wednesday she selected 18 committee members to come up with a report for recommendations during her first term. The Boise Guardian caused a stir when it shared Mayor McLean's A More Equitable City for Everyone report, which was slammed by conservatives as a socialist wish list being pushed during coronavirus stay-at-home orders. The report covers a wide range of issues, including, but not limited to, free contraception, as defined by the CDC, free abortions, and free reproductive health care, and providing sex education at pre-K through the 12th grade in the Boise School District. Pre-kindergarten sex education? The report also promotes policies that would effectively make Boise a sanctuary city, including ending coordination with ICE. Dustin Hurst of the Idaho Freedom Foundation said the report would fundamentally transform Boise into a socialist enclave by making the city look like something like Portland, Seattle, or San Francisco. The recommendations also include interrupting white supremacist culture, closing juvenile detention centers, providing citywide free internet, 5K, I would be guessing, nothing but the best for Boise, increase 30% the number of city government leadership positions held by women and people from communities affected by marginalization. Mayor McLean defended the report this week. These are not policy documents, she told KTVB. They are reports to me and my administration, and when we all talked, when I released them, I said that clearly I wanted to transparently share them. Notice she didn't say she didn't want to implement them. She said she wanted to transparently share them. She added, it is incumbent upon me to recognize what I can do and what I can't do, thank and honor the hard work of citizen volunteers who brought their ideas to the table. Yeah, right, direct out of Karl Marx. Now, these idiot tyrant governors who never held a real job in their lives keep virtue signaling about masks, etc., and the worthiness of their cause. Like Cuomo in New York says, if his dictatorial business-killing mandates, quote, if they save even one life, it will have been worth it. And that sounds, you know, sounds very touchy-feely, but like all progressives, he fails to understand the logic in the real world of cost and effect. They have to be weighed one against the other. The brilliant economist Walter Williams said, more than 36,000 Americans are killed in automobile crashes every year. These lives could all be saved if we reduce the speed limit to 5 miles an hour. But what would the real-world cost of that be? And he makes a brilliant point, because to simply say all these things they're commanding us to do are for the greater good for all is nonsense. 17 after 4 here on the Bobby Mack Show. I'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Going to have a difficult time rounding up the Midnight Rider. 422 here on the Bobby Mack Show with the almonds in the background. Friday free-for-all is underway. Whatever you feel like talking about is a fair game today. 800-347-1063, the Ingalls Advantage talk line. Pat is there now. Pat is in Union, but she is our official Gotham reporter on what's going on in the Empire State of New York, where that brilliant Governor Cuomo is busy killing seniors up there with his mandates by the tens of thousands. Hello, Pat. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Bobby. Thanks. Yeah, I talked to number one son. He said Cuomo is grabbing up all the stimulus money he can get his hands on. He's stuffing it in the hospital and nursing home accounts for federal and state money. And he says as soon as this coronavirus goes over, that money that's been used for that, he's going to claim it all for his pork bellies.
Yeah, sounds right. Sounds about right. There was a cartoon about Cuomo today, and I can't remember what the source for it was, but it had Cuomo with a yachting cap on his head, and he was in a sailboat, and he had a pistol in his hand, and he had shot a hole in the bottom of his boat, and water was leaking in, and the caption on it was Cuomo yelling that he needed a federal bailout.
Yeah, I also talked to my son. I says, you see the rats in New York?
Yeah.
He says, it ain't just New York. It's Boston, Philadelphia, Washington, D.C., Miami, L.A., Rome, Greece. It says worldwide. Even in China, they have the same problem.
Yeah, of
and
course.
I says, well, they're hollering about hepatitis
right.
strains breaking out. He says, they've already broke out. We've got them. But nobody's saying bubonic plague. Everybody's keeping their mouth shut.
Yeah, it's interesting because they've had reports of that in L.A., in the last couple of years, primarily, of course, from all the illegals surging across the border who've never been vaccinated against anything.
Yeah. Well, I think our next one is going to be bubonic plague.
Well, that's what they certainly tried to make this one out to be. With the Dr. Fauci and Dr. Scarf and the rest of them screaming about 2.2 million Americans being killed. And no wonder they have no credibility left. Now, by the way, the WHO and the CDC, one of them is saying, oh, you know, you should wear your mask everywhere. And the other one was saying, no, you don't really need to wear your mask unless you're around somebody that you know has the Wuhan flu. So, you know, they go back and forth with this stuff from one day to the next. No wonder they have destroyed their own credibility.
Well, they've got people at the VA hospital checking in and out with their testing.
Yeah.
You can't come in and you can't leave without being tested.
Right. Sadly, there would be a lot more people alive in the nursing homes in New York if Cuomo had not insisted that seniors being returned from hospitals to these nursing homes with COVID-19, he insisted the nursing homes had to take them back in,
I remember talking with a friend of my son's.
Yeah.
17 ambulances left New York City heading to upstate.
Yep.
Taking 17 heading towards 81.
Yeah, doesn't surprise me. And now, of course, Cuomo's saying, well, the CDC told me I should do that. Yeah, right. Let me see that memo from the CDC,
Bobby,
that told you to do that.
Now, my son talked to me. He said Trump played a thing from Cuomo that he wanted to thank Trump for sending him something, and it darn near got him unseated from the Democratic Party.
Yeah, right. Yeah, the ventilators. It was about the ventilators.
Oh, was that it? He wanted to thank him for it? I guess the Democratic Party had a fit.
Well, they spent $21 million putting in this new medical facility to treat all these 2.2 million Americans that were going to die from this. You know how many people were actually treated at that $21 million facility? Zero. Zip. Zilch. Nada.
Yep.
Not a one. Thank you, Pat.
I've seen a few of those tents around, and I've never seen anybody there.
No, because there's never been anybody in them. Thank you, Pat. I appreciate the call. Hope you have a good weekend. Katie is up next here on the Friday Free for All. Hi, Katie. How you doing today?
Hey, sweetie. Oh, about the bubonic plague, which is totally off topic. You gotta have rats.
And then
if you don't have the cats, well, you need the Pied Piper of Hamelin Town.
Well, unfortunately, the Pied Piper in L.A. is bringing in more and more people from across the border. And he wants to make sure that whether they're citizens or not, hey, send them a ballot. Let them vote.
Well, there's no water in the L.A. River anyway, so there you go.
Yeah, that's right.
I am the president of a little obscure club. And I've been calling through my ladies just to see how they're doing. And I am amazed how each one has an issue that I didn't know about until I called them and spoke to them one-on-one.
Mm-hmm.
Here's my point.
Yeah.
If you're in a group, even if it's just someone that you know through the group, call them.
Yeah.
Check in on them.
Right.
A lot of people are literally not going, and I didn't realize how rampant it was. But the last girl I spoke to today has an esophagus problem. She's going in for her third test on the 4th.
Mm.
And it's apparently a condition the kids get, but she's a retired Army veteran, so she's in her 50s.
Right.
And I'm like, you've got to be kidding me that this is hitting her. And because she's medically fragile and full-time employed for GHS, she's been working remotely for almost 2 months.
Right.
You know, if anybody physically sends her anything, it's via FedEx. She does not go into the campus.
Yeah, it's a good idea. You have a circle of friends. Reach out to them. Make sure that they're okay. Because there are people with a lot of underlying conditions. And that's one of the other downstream effects of this. How many people have had to put off receiving treatment for a pre-existing condition that they otherwise would have received? But of course, you know, oh, can't come in right now. Everything is COVID-19. It's all COVID-19 all the time.
I can give you a rant on that one because I have a foster cat that is psychologically disturbed right now because of the fact that her human is now in a nursing home. But she doesn't know that. She just knows that her human isn't there anymore.
Yep. Yeah. And
it was not a genteel transfer.
And the pets are dependent on us, and they get emotional as well. They get that separation anxiety going, especially when you've been with them, home with them, more than you've ever been, and suddenly you're not there. Katie, I got to run for the news, but I thank you for the call, and thanks for the reminder to keep in touch with your circle of friends and make sure that everybody's doing okay, or as well as they can be. 4:30 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Annie's next in the news center. I'm right back on the other side. It's the Friday free-for-all here on WORD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Bye-bye. Don't let me be misunderstood. Difficult to do. I'm usually pretty straightforward in my comments. Eric Burden and the Animals in the background. It's a little classic rock flashback for you. So the president today, speaking in the Rose Garden, gave it to China. Not as severely as I suspect he fully intends to do, but it was As they say about the old joke about 500 lawyers at the bottom of the ocean, it's a good start. The president, shortly before I came on the air today, blaming China for the Wuhan flu spread across the world, calling for transparency in getting to the bottom of the cover-up. He also announced that America is ending its funding of the World Health Organization. And this Tedros guy, who's the head of the WHO, is not even a doctor, by the way, is nothing but a pawn for the Red Chinese. He was essentially backed with Chinese money during the election to see who would be the latest head of the WHO. And he defeated, with the help of the Chi-Coms, a pretty well-qualified candidate who was a physician, by the way, from Great Britain. So he knows on which side his bread is buttered, and he essentially does whatever the Chi-Coms want him to do. So the president announcing the $450 million annually that's been going to the WHO, that's not going to happen anymore. He is ending the funding. He is also looking at ending the special trade relationship with Hong Kong after the crackdown from the PRC, sending in the stormtroopers to try and crack down on the democracy demonstrations in HK, and pointed out accurately that these are all violations of the treaty agreements established when the United Kingdom returned Hong Kong to the Chinese. And I'm not the only one who has pointed out that the Chi-Coms are now venturing into the health field as merely another part of their war on the United States of America. And make no mistake, I mean, we're not firing ICBMs or Hellfire missiles at each other, but we are at war with the Chinese, and this is one we better win. Peter Navarro, who is a White House trade advisor, gave an interview with Maria Bartiromo recently in which he blamed the CCP, the Chinese Communist Party, saying they ruined the U.S. economy in just 60 days because of their handling of the virus outbreak. Navarro explained how the CCP engaged in a cover-up of the virus outbreak and allowed it to spread by continuing to let people from China travel to other parts of the world. And the president mentioned this today in his remarks in the Rose Garden when he said Wuhan was completely isolated and shut down. You didn't see outbreaks of COVID-19 in Beijing or Shanghai or other places. And yet, the Chi-Com government allowed people from Wuhan to get on airplanes and fly all over the world. Mr. Navarro saying, we know that patient zero in China was about mid-November. It was in Wuhan. We know that ground zero had the P4 weapons lab where the virus likely came from. For the next 2 months, we know that China hid the virus from the world behind the shield of the World Health Organization. And as they did that, they sent gleaming passenger jets from China, not into the rest of China from Wuhan, but to places like New York and Milan, seeding the world with what would become a pandemic. Navarro said that customs data showed that the CCP also vacuumed up virtually all of the world's personal protective equipment, including over 2 billion masks, and that China is sitting on that stockpile of what we now call PPE, and now they are selling it at profiteering prices to some, while also putting pressure on some countries to deny the virus came from China in the first place, or to talk about Taiwan, or to do other things. So that's it in a nutshell. And what that means for us here is Americans won't go to church this morning because of the China virus. Sons and daughters of America won't be taking their mothers to brunch. He made these remarks around Easter, by the way. Tomorrow, 33 million Americans won't be going to work. Millions of children in America will be home climbing the walls, pardon me, instead of learning, reading, writing, and arithmetic. The White House trade advisor concluded President Trump built the most powerful and beautiful economy in the world in 3 years, the Chinese Communist Party took it down in 60 days. As the Epoch Times has previously reported, CCP officials knew in November, or at the latest early December, that COVID-19, the disease caused by this virus, had appeared in Wuhan, but chose not to share this vital information with the rest of the world. Chinese officials instead arrested those who tried to warn of the danger, including doctors and medical experts, and employed the region's rigorous censorship to prevent media coverage and to delete any mentions of the virus from social media. As a consequence of these actions, the virus created a global pandemic that has now killed, more than 1 million worldwide. So the president today sending a very clear message to the Chi-Coms of what's ahead. One of those in Washington who has been a severe critic of the Chi-Coms is Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton, who has said recently the WHO is in the pocket of China and their relations must be investigated. He talked about this Tedros guy, who was the WHO chief, Cotton saying he was a cabinet minister in Ethiopia when China was investing deeply there and bribing cabinet officials. He has a well-known and, frankly, well-deserved reputation for corruption that's gone from Ethiopia now to the WHO. That's why the president is right that we need to condition future funding of the WHO on reforms going forward. And, of course, the president today updating that and saying they're not going to get any more American dollars. The president also complained that China contributes just a small fraction of the amount of funding the U.S. sends. I think China contributes something like $40 million a year, and we give them $450. Used to. That's history. Out of here. 4:45 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Take a quick break here. Right back with more. And when we come back on the other side, a quarantine resurfaces today, even though bunch of the quarantining is diminishing, at least here in the Palmetto State. But we still have a quarantine to share for today. Share that with you coming up.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Great to have you along as we head for the weekend here, holiday shortened work week. Come back to work on Tuesday, and next thing you know, it's time for the weekend again. That'll work. 10 in front of 5 o'clock, I saw this story today, and I thought, yeah, my audience needs to hear about this. Here's the headline. This is from Zero Hedge, by the way. Gang of monkeys attacks lab assistant, escapes with coronavirus test samples. What could possibly go wrong here, right? A gang of monkeys in Delhi, India, India, assaulted a lab assistant and escaped with coronavirus test samples from 3 patients. This according to Sky News, citing local media. The incident happened near Meerut Medical College, According to the report, one of the monkeys was later spotted in a tree chewing one of the sample collection kits, the Times of India reported, which noted that the patients now require new tests. I guess they are. Well, we couldn't get the results back from that other test. Monkeys got them, you know.
Oh, that monkeying around.
It is the latest example of the highly intelligent red-faced rhesus macaque taking advantage of India's nationwide lockdown to combat the spread of what else, the Wuhan flu. While they've proved an increasing problem in urban areas of the country in recent years, lockdown measures in the last 2 months have emboldened the monkey. See, nature is going to do what nature does. Reports have shown them congregating in parts of Delhi, normally crowded with humans. In March, we noted that rival monkey gangs in Thailand, driven by starvation due to a lack of visitors amid the pandemic, have been roving the streets looking for food. The ferocity of the animals shocked even the locals, who are used to seeing the monkeys on a daily basis. One onlooker who captured video of the monkeys said, "They looked more like wild dogs than monkeys. They went crazy for the single piece of food. I've never seen them this aggressive," according to the Daily Mail. And then there's a picture here. Hundreds of hungry monkeys swarm across Thai Street as rival gangs fight over food after tourists who normally feed them stay away because of the flu. According to the Sky Report, people have been advised not to feed monkeys during the pandemic over fears that doing so could cause the disease to mutate and infect primates. If that happened, it could have a devastating impact. Quote, "The point is, we have very little understanding of the virus." No kidding. "And it is better to limit our interactions with wildlife till there is more research done on its effects on non-human primates and other animal species," said a senior biologist from the Tamil Nadu Forest Department, speaking to local paper The Hindu. "Very often they snatch food from people as they're walking. Sometimes they even tear files and documents by climbing in through the windows," said Home Ministry employee Ragni Sharma in 2018. Jeez. Yeah, so, you know, when it comes to the Wuhan flu, don't monkey around, right? God, truly incredible. But look, you know, we had the story in ATF the other day, the dolphins missing the people, bringing coral and other things, glass, you know, like bottles, bringing them up to the beach and leaving them there. You know, where's our humans that usually come out here? When we come back on the other side here in the 5 o'clock Follies, we'll kick off the weekend, which we haven't done in a while. And remember the other day I mentioned I got an email from the executive editor of the Post and Courier, the big paper down there in Charleston. And he was talking about they're going to be starting a Greenville edition of the Post and Courier. And I pointed out, you know, look, these guys are, it's another leftist organ that we're going to have to contend with. And they're kind of proving that with something they have just done that the South Carolina GOP is advising about. We'll talk about that on the other side. Meantime, millions of Americans, some choosing to stay at home or some still forced by some idiot governor to do so. Tonight, Netflix will premiere Steve Carell's new comedy series, Space Force. And our quarantine composers suggest it couldn't come at a better time, so we'll have time to binge watch. So here is today's quarantine entitled Binge Watch, with apologies to Bruno Mars.
Netflix and Hulu, my Fire Stick, my Roku, blow through them episodes, them old shows and new releases, drama, comedy, cop shows, so gritty, I'm a little late on Breaking Bad.
upgrade my service plan. I'm locked, locked down. I'm about to watch something funny, keep it down. On demand and coming to ya. On demand and coming to ya. On demand and coming to ya. Cause you can't go out to a movie theater. You can't go out to a movie theater. You can't go out to a movie theater. It's Saturday night and I'm in my spot. Stay at home and binge watch.
The president's creating a new branch in the United States military. Space Force.
But space is hard.
May I suggest that that become the new Space Force motto?
Stay at home and binge watch. Stay at home and binge watch.
Uh-huh.
Stay at home and binge watch. Stay at home and binge watch. Hey, hey, hey.
Bobby Mack, semi-professional players with our quarantine for today, binge watch. See you back and we'll kick off the weekend next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.